Cubs and the Giants on Monday. The mighty Metallica performing the national anthem. And in the top of the second, Javier Baez would be a harvester of sorrow for Matt Moore.
Javier Baez. Javier drives one in the air, deep right center field. Back goes Moncrief, still going. That ball's off the wall and bouncing away. Javier might round the bases. Hayward has scored. Baez rounding third. He's trying for an inside the Parker. The throw to the plate. He slides. He's safe. Inside the park. Home run. Javier Baez. Cubs lead 2-0.
Well, we were just talking about it, that if you get too close to the outfield wall, the ball can carry him away from you. The right fielder, Moncrief, gets close to the right center corner. The ball hits the wall and caroms down the warning track back towards right field. And he has to go chase this ball down. And then as he picks it up, he really winds up to throw the ball home. Gary Jones, seeing that, just keeps going with Baez, and he ends up with an inside the park home run. Cubs up 2-0.
On a single by Ryder Jones, and the Giants making some noise here in the fourth inning against Arrieta. A double and a single. Nobody out. The Cub lead of 3-0. Not looking quite as solid as it did a moment ago. And the batter, Carlos Moncrief. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's out number one. And now the pitcher, Matt Moore, coming up. Arrieta to Moore. He hits a ground ball to sit short. Baez to Zobrist. There's one over to first. Double play ends the inning. How about that? The Giants had first and third, no outs, and they do not score. A 6-4-3 double play ends the inning.
Cool, crisp night here in San Francisco. D'Anthony, it's a bullet in the right center. It's down for a hit. Jay being waved around from second, and he will go around third and score easily. No play at the plate. RBI single for Anthony Rizzo. Second hit of the ball game for Riz, and the Cubs are up 4-0.
The 3-1. Line drive center field. There's a base hit. This is going to drive in a run, and all of a sudden the Cub lead is down to 2. It's 5-3, one away, seventh inning. Joe Panik a single, unearned run. Arrieta not happy with himself.
And now that is going to bring out Joe Maddon, and you can just see Jake is frustrated, but getting hit a little bit in this inning, and Stropy is ready.
Span has some power. He is hitless in this game, nothing for 4. Left-handed batter wearing orange batting gloves on each hand. Denard Span hits a ground ball toward the middle. Gloved by Baez, steps on second, throws to first. Cubs win. Ball game over. Double play ball. It may have hit the foot of Davis. But Baez stayed on the ground ball, gloved it near the bag, kicked the cushion, and fired to first. And the Cubs win this ball game by a score of 5-3.
Cubs are in the 5-3 win. Jake Arrieta pitches into the seventh for the victory. He owns a 2.18 ERA since the start of July. The Cubs join the Diamondbacks and the Twins as the only teams in the majors with inside-the-park home runs in each of the past 2 seasons. Jake Arrieta overcame 9 hits through 6 1/3 to get the win, and Javier Baez made a 360 for the inside-the-park home run as the Cubs defeated the Giants 5-3 at AT&T Park on Monday. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
Yeah, the triple normally is, but I guess the inside-the-park really is the most fun play. Hit the perfect spot, got far enough away. That guy may have the best arm I've ever seen. That's Bo Jackson arm stuff right there. That was that good. That was Bo good. I've always thought Sean Dunston and Bo Jackson. Sean Dunston on the infield, Bo Jackson on the outfield, and I think Moncrief is among that group. It's incredible. Yeah, but Javi, that was big. He had just missed another one. That ball was hit pretty good to left central. We definitely got enough offense. So we had some good at-bats. Could have added on, did not. I thought Jake was really good. And again, awkward, like two balls, like the one off of John Jay, the one off of Hayward, we don't anticipate that. That led to their runs, because overall Jake pitched really well. And give Dunsing and Strope credit. They've been outstanding, and they did it again tonight to really kind of settle that thing down when it needed to be settled down. So I'll take it.
Joe, what's it like playing a team like this who's out of the pennant race, but they're kind of playing loose and easy? Is there a little danger sometimes when you go up against a team like that with a lot of youngsters? You mentioned the right fielder tonight.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I know they've been struggling, but I have so much respect for Boach and the whole group. They're used to winning, and they don't like to lose. So they're always dangerous. Some of the young guys showed well. Rick Jones at the homer. Moncrief displayed his physical abilities. Also, Parker. Their young guys actually played really well tonight. So, personally, I never take anything or anybody for granted in anything, in any walk of life. So I think I learned that from The Godfather. I think Mario Puzo taught me that. So give them credit for continually to fight. They got one of the best catchers in the game. And then Kane came out and pitched really, really well. So never take anybody lightly.
How about the fact that you guys were able to at least gain a game on the Brewers with their loss?
We're trying to gain a game every day. It's all about us winning. I'm a scoreboard watcher, guilty, but if you take care of your own business, you don't have to worry about that stuff.
With his second inning inside the park home run, Javier Baez became the first Cub with an inside the parker since Anthony Rizzo in June of 2016. Baez spoke to the media after the Cubs finished off the Giants 5-3.
Yeah, literally, I guess.
I guess they're all inside of it.
Not really as a professional. I never hit an inside the park home run.
What was going through your mind when you saw it? Did you see the ball carom past the right fielder?
Yeah, actually, you know, as soon as I hit it, I kind of took a little bit of the box, but, you know, it's the deepest part of the field, so I didn't know if it was going or not. And I just think he took the wrong turn of the wall, and the ball just went really far for him. And, you know, I couldn't see it, so I was just trying to run faster. And you know, John C., I saw John C. to send him to the play. And, you know, he had a great arm that we talked about it earlier. And, you know, he showed it right there. He almost get to get me out at the plate.
Were you surprised when you saw Jonesy waving you home?
I just wasn't sure because I didn't know how far was the ball from him. So I thought he was going to stop me. So
it's an exciting play to watch. How exciting is it to be a part of?
Really excited. I mean, you know, everybody got me as a really excited player and moving all around the infield. So yeah, really, really excited that this happened to me, and you know, I'll take it.
Did you improvise on your slide, or have you ever practiced anything like that?
No. I mean, I was just trying to get to the play as soon as I can, and you know, that's everything I had.
How winded were? I mean, how did your lungs feel after that?
Oh, I was trying to catch my breath for a few minutes, but pretty good, pretty good.
The Cubs sent Jose Quintana to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Ty Block.